T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
100.1 FM, AM 1020, the voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Jeff McCausland. In addition to being a national security consultant for CBS Radio, he also is a professor at Dickinson College, an author, and 30-plus years in the U.S. Army. Jeff, to do KDKA twice in one day, though, that's got to be added to your resume somewhere, don't you think?
Oh, Rick, that'll be right at the top.
It's got to be. It's got to be. And the reason I say that is because he was on with Larry and Kevin this morning. But since some things changed, I wanted to get him back to talk about that. Because the vetting was a word that we heard about National Guard troops that were going to be in D.C. for the inauguration. And then today, some of those National Guardsmen and women were dismissed. Help us to understand what exactly is going on and the process that happened here, Jeff.
Well, you know, Rick, since we talked this morning, you're right, some things have changed. It's a rapidly changing situation. But one thing has been continuous, and that is the level of concern has generated extraordinary security measures for the inauguration tomorrow, to the point that we now have 25,000 National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. Think about it for a moment. That's 10 times the number of soldiers we have right now in either Iraq or Afghanistan, both of which are combat zones. And the greater concern because of this attack on our Capitol about 2 weeks ago by a group of domestic nationalist and right-wing terrorists has raised a concern by so-called insider threats which might actually emanate from those ranks. So vetting procedures have been put in place for all 25,000 have been deployed. I imagine they're taking their names and passing those through FBI and Secret Security databases. And from that, we know two National Guardsmen were removed initially. It's been reported they were removed from the ranks because of inappropriate text messages and other messages that they have been transmitting, to whom has not been released or what about, but they have been released from duty. And 10 additional now guardsmen have been removed as a part and parcel of this rather large vetting process that the FBI is doing for all 25,000. Pretty extraordinary for this to occur. Pretty extraordinary to do this for all 25,000 and do so in a very quick fashion. Unclear right now, and a pressing question, is has the FBI completed the full vetting of all 25,000 and therefore this should be it? Or have we only vetted a certain portion and the hours ahead between now and tomorrow might hear of more National Guardsmen being released from the ranks for some connection, or at least suggested connection, I should say, with one of these right-wing nationalist groups?
Jeff McCausland joining us, national security consultant for CBS Radio News. Jeff, does the military, as a matter of routine, when someone joins and says that they want to serve and they're sworn into the service, do they look into the background of those people always, sometimes, occasionally? Help us understand, is this a rarity that as someone is being deployed that you are checking them for, I don't want to say allegiance, but checking them for their notions? How rare is this, or is it not at all?
They are checked when they enter the military. They have to undergo a routine FBI background check. But normally, in my experience, the only thing that's going to generate is if they were involved with the law in some fashion.
Correct.
They were picked up for anything from drunken driving to the use of drugs to a felony of some portion. That would pop up. Their participation, their membership in a particular group, and we have to understand, membership in these groups, at least right now, is not illegal. It's not illegal to be a member. Mm-hmm. Legal to be a member and commit acts of violence, that's illegal. But membership is not illegal. Nor, to the best of my knowledge, is every recruit, when they enter the military, is his or her social media scrub? Do we take a look at their Facebook page? Do we take a look at their Twitter account, their Instagram account, to see kind of what they're doing, which would be a monumental task when you think about, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of applicants that consider joining the military each year would put an enormous burden, which we may have to do, on our recruiting command going into the future.
Jeff, we're looking at these Army, National Guard, Marine. I mean, they could be reservists from any number of areas, correct? They're in D.C. right now?
These are all National Guardsmen. There's a very particular reason. Now, there might be, frankly, the odd reservist. There may be a couple of small active duty units. They would be specialized
but it's in National
probably
Guard,
more for
right.
things like communications, medical, and the like. But the National Guardsmen will be the ones providing security. And the simple reason for that is under U.S. law, a National Guardsman, under the authority of a governor or the District of Columbia, in which case they're under the control of the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of the Army, they can actually execute legal enforcement measures. They can arrest somebody. But if you brought a paratrooper up from the 82nd Airborne Division as part of an active duty force, he or she is precluded from conducting legal functions like that on the soil of the United States.
Because it is a domestic incident in that particular
situation.
That's
right, situation. And they're federal
right.
forces.
Right, absolutely. Jeff, in your 40-some years of doing this, did you ever think you would be talking about members of the U.S. military, National Guard in this case, being vetted by their own government? Does that seem strange to you? It just, I don't know why. It seems that if these people are willing to die for their country, I don't want to say it's good enough, but boy, to me, it's good enough.
Well, we'd vet them, and I was vetted routinely when I had a security clearance. I got a higher clearance,
certainly.
And periodically to hold clearances, I was vetted. But those were sort for my personality characteristics. Was I involved in excessive use of alcohol or drugs
right.
or violence to my spouse or poor indebtedness? Those were the things that I was screened for and vet people for those things. That is routine. I never in my 40 years in the military thought we would vet people for their trust, that we can trust them. Because, you know, at the bottom line, particularly for soldiers and Marines who go into close combat, the bottom line is that you have to trust the person on your right and
yep.
the person on your left.
Amen.
If your buddy, in my book, Battle Test, I talk about this. Why did they cross the field? They crossed the field because their buddy was going, and they were not going to let them down because they weren't going to let me down. That's why I'm going. So the basic of being in those particular situations is to trust in my comrade. And sadly, in this situation, we've turned that on their head, and these 25,000 guys and gals are being told not only to perform your duty and support the Constitution, but if you see anything untoward in your buddy, you have responsibility to speak up.
Right.
And, you know, for years, and you and I probably talked about this at some time, we were worried about insider attacks in Afghanistan or Iraq, so-called green-on-blue attack, an Iraqi soldier, an Afghan policeman, and attacking an American who was working with them. I never in my wildest dreams thought we'd talk about insider threats, blue on blue, here within the United States.
No, it is certainly strange, strange times indeed. And again, it's strange times again that we're having you on twice in the same day, but I think this is one of those things we have to look at. And I wanted to make sure that people were able to hear at the beginning of the day and what we know now. So, Jeff, thank you very much. And always good to talk to a fellow Pennsylvanian, too. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, and let's all hope for a wonderful, peaceful, and lovely inauguration day tomorrow.
Amen to that. Jeff McCausland with us here on KDKA Radio, of course, national security consultant for CBS Radio and a friend of the program.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.